It's just enough sports.
So if I were to say the word Nyquist to you, what would you think I was talking about? Or would you be saying, oh, is that you mean your Swedish friend?
It sounds like Nyquist? Some kind of medicine. It sounds like NyQuil.
Will it make me drowsy if Nyquist. I take Nyquist?
Right.
I think Ryan Nyquist, he's a skateboarder.
That's what
I would say.
Or do I log on to Nyquist to get the best deals on hotels in New York City? none of these things. Nyquist won the Kentucky Derby yesterday.
And they come to the final furlong. Exaggerator is closing in. Nyquist to catch with a 16th to go. Gunrunner, Exaggerator on the outside. Nyquist and Exaggerator. They're coming to the line together. And Nyquist is still unbeaten. He has won the Kentucky Derby. Exaggerator was second. And then a photo for third among sudden breaking news. And gun.
I saw at the end, somebody tried to high five the jockey and just way over his head.
Yeah.
And this was Nyquist won the Kentucky Derby. This would have been Saturday, right?
Yeah.
Not Sunday.
Saturday.
Yeah. Okay. He's unbeaten at 8-0, so maybe a triple crown candidate.
Okay.
Oh.
Lindsay's even just disgusted talking about it.
No
horses died. None were, and Glue Factory actually came in eighth. Everything's okay. This race.
Not now. They didn't die.
Cavaliers beat the Hawks last night to sweep the NBA Eastern Conference semis, and an announcer had a little slip of the tongue during the game.
Either right-hand or left-handed, get down in there, jerk off the defender.
Jerk off the defender actually came in seventh in the Derby.
Oh, wow. Yeah. You get kicked out of four, because everyone has their own clubs.
That's right, and you only have one of each. You're only allowed to bring one of each in, and here he is on a previous hole where he misses the putt, and he slams the putter into his head.
Uh-huh.
And he bent the shaft.
Oh.
Bent putter, by the way, is exactly what Bill Clinton had.
I was just laughing.
So bent the shaft. He tells one of the officials what happened, and the official goes, well, you can't use this. And he's like, well, I have to use it because it's my only putter. And he goes, okay, bye. And so that's why he was disqualified. It was his own rage. He couldn't find some Utah grad's nuts to punch, so he put the putter right into his own head.
He did pretty hard, too. Like, that looks like it hurt.
Oh, yeah. To bend it that hard. I thought maybe this, it's not like he did it to get some kind of advantage or cheat or anything like that. He was just mad at himself and whacked himself in the head.
Yep. And they said the rule was it's a non-conforming club.
Wow.
All
right.
What do you think of his shirt, though? Do you think there's any American flag on that?
Very American.
Got a bald eagle on the left chest patch, and then a sweeping American flag, and the sleeves are flags.
It's beautiful. I just want to sing the national anthem to him.
All right.